most intense, thrilling, electrifying sport on the planet. Mixed Martial Arts. You've been looking for the definitive podcast to call your new home to hear everything about it. The search is over. This is the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. Bringing you the hottest MMA breakdowns straight from the heart of the octagon. This show is all about MMA breakdowns. For fans, by fans. We're talking UFC, MMA, and the occasional big boxing match. We'll bring our unique take on how these fights are going to play out and who we think are the best bets. Welcome to the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. And now your hosts, Olin, a.k.a. MMA Anomaly, and Emiliano, a.k.a. Jive Turkey Nano.
As you can see, folks, it is not the usual host here with me. I am working with Crossover MMA, who is arguably one of the best at MMA takes in the business. And we are, as you can see, in the same fucking room here, folks. That's right. We are here at MMA. I mean, the MMA precipice of events here. UFC 311. Islam Makhachev versus Money Moicano, folks. It's a little bit of a change of pace here. Crossover, first and foremost, how you doing and how do you feel about this changing of events here?
So first of all, I mean, it's my birthday, so I'm doing amazing. And I'm, regardless if it were, I mean, obviously I'd be more pumped with Armand, but honestly, it doesn't really matter, bro. Like, I can't wait for UFC 311. I'm pumped. I know everybody in the chat's pumped. It's here, and I'm ready to talk about it, bro.
Absolutely, man. So without further ado, I mean, we've had one hell of a night so far. Like, we've gotten to meet a handful of fighters. We have, had just quite the experience. So let's lead in with that. How have you felt about the night so far here in LA? And let's just talk about some of the fighters that we've had the opportunity to meet so far.
Bro, I'm going to be honest. It's been a movie, people. Absolutely. Like, we ended up getting lucky. Like, I picked the spot for us to go to dinner. And what do you know? It's the spot where the UFC fighters showed up literally as soon as we got there. Like, couldn't have been better. Great night. And man, it's just an amazing way to start the weekend.
What a great way to start the weekend indeed, man. I mean, we got to meet Mirab. We got to meet fucking Mr. Punch a Hole Through His Goddamn Chest, Ray Longo himself. We got to meet Chris Weidman, who poured me a shot. We got to meet Aljamain, the Funkmaster Sterling, who brewed the shot that Chris Weidman poured us. I mean, just a night for the record books, my friend. And with that being said, let's go ahead and jump into the top of the card here. We've had some changes, obviously, right? We had a handful of fighters make weight, and we had some fighters not necessarily make weight, one of which was Armand Sarukian, who had to unfortunately pull out due to back pain and now is being replaced by the one, the only, Hinato Money Moicano. Who you got in this one and why?
I'm not going to waste any time. I got Islam Makhachev. I think this fight, I think it's going to be one-way traffic. I don't think it's going to be very competitive. I think Islam's going to make it look easy. Do we all like Money Moicano? Absolutely. But this guy's really up against it. And, you know, it's definitely going to be an uphill battle for him for sure.
Absolutely, man. I think it's going to be an uphill battle for him. Look, Hinato Moicano has every bit of opportunity in this one, right? He's able to step up on short notice. He's able to take this money shot, for lack of better words. And it's going to be a chance for him to prove himself across the upper echelon of challengers in this lightweight kind of contendership. The best thing about this is the fact that even if he loses, he kind of has a built-in excuse, right? Cross, like, if he loses, he can say, hey, I took this fight on 24 hours notice, so give me another shot with a full camp. And I mean, it's, again, it's a built-in excuse. You got to think, like, if you're Money Moicano, you take this fight, right, Cross?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as soon as your phone rings at 1 a.m., like, you don't take this. Like, you say, absolutely. Like, I will hit 155, and I will be ready to fight Islam Makhachev tomorrow. Like, let's do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're doubling my payday, and it doesn't matter if I win or lose. I'm still getting paid essentially twice as much. Yeah, pay me, bro. Like, fucking pay me. I'm out here for it, man. And look, I mean, Nocho MMA said this. What's Moicano's path to victory? Grappling? LOL.
I don't see it, bro. Like, the grappling, the striking, it doesn't really matter any way you want to do it. Islam Makhachev has the advantage wherever the fight takes place, period. The better striker, the better grappler. And, I mean, he was in camp for 5 rounds. Moicano was in camp for 3 rounds. I mean, however you slice it, Moicano was up against it. Can it happen? Yes, it's MMA. Anything can happen. We've seen it happen all the time, but I just think it's going to be too much for him in this one.
Absolutely, brother. And I mean, look, I'm going to jump in the chat here. Outside of what Nocho MMA said, Grime said Islam finish in under 3.5 rounds. Yeah, man, I definitely took the under 4.5 in this one. It feels like money in the bank. Nocho also said, is Islam winning by KO or sub? Either. I mean, whatever presents itself earlier on in the fight, man. I mean, I just think he gets it done. Miss Mary painted out probably and possibly the best point of all here. Moicano could be world champion tomorrow.
Facts. And that is wild. Absolutely wild to think about. This guy could go from just getting into the top 10 to a world champion in the first month of the year. Like, it's wild.
And I mean, again, going back to what Miss Mary 616 is saying, imagine preparing for Benil and then having to fight fucking Islam. Like, what a differentiator there. Like, I mean, we're talking about two different bulls from a very different staple.
So we talked about this earlier, and I told you, I think it's actually an advantage to be getting Islam on 24 hours notice as opposed to going through an entire camp and stressing and think about Islam Makhachev. Like, you get the call the night before, that initial, like, surge of adrenaline, like, yeah, I'm in the main event, I'm in a title fight, is going to, the whole thought of you going in there with Islam Makhachev is going to take a back seat to that, because you're in a title fight. You're on headlining a pay-per-view, and you're like, man, like, my life can change tomorrow. You know what I mean? So I think Moicano is in a great position. I think he's going to get a good night's sleep. He's going to be ready. He's going to come out tomorrow, let it all hang out, and, you know, do what he can to try and get his hand raised. At the end of the day, he knows he's up against it. We all know it. But at the end of the day, when they get locked in there, anything can happen.
Right, you are, Crossover. And I mean, again, anything can happen. And speaking of someone who is getting a good night's sleep versus someone who maybe is not getting a good night's sleep, great segue there. Umar, definitely, probably, I would assume, getting a great night's sleep. But somebody that we saw tonight, Mirab, looking pretty drained still, right? I mean, he was at the bar we were at, doing a little meet and greet action there, and the cheeks were sucked in. My goodness. I mean, I'm a bit envious, right? I've put on pounds during COVID, but I'm also not training for a fight tomorrow. I mean, I'd like to be a little bit more filled out than what he looked tonight. So I was a bit worried with what I saw. And again, it makes me a little bit more inclined to bet on Umar. And I already did. So pretty happy about that, my friend. What were your thoughts on kind of A, seeing Mirab tonight, and B, what you thought of kind of the rehydration looked like? I mean, what? 8 hours in?
I'm going to be honest, bro. Like, first of all, I wasn't expecting to see Mirab. I'm like, it's the night before your first title defense. And upon seeing him and, like, Buddy being right next to me, he looks like he was right on death's door, dude. Like, he does not look good at all. Everything sunk in, like... It just, he didn't even really look like he was all there at the spot we saw him in, and he was just taking pictures. Like, I don't know, maybe we're thinking, putting too much into it, but I think there's definitely something there. But he is the machine. The cardio never goes into a slump, so it should be there, but we'll see.
We will see. We will see. Man, I mean, again, he does look like a machine. He is a machine on TV. But what I saw tonight, looked like maybe there was a couple of cogs missing from the machine here, Cross. I mean, it looked like they're maybe need a little bit of oil can. Because against somebody like Umar, you just can't be missing any cogs. You can't have any misfires in that engine. You got to be firing on all cylinders, so to speak. And, I truly hope he is for tomorrow night for his sake more than anything, because again, Umar Nurmagomedov is definitely that fucking guy. He is that animal. And I mean, you know, he's going to present a lot of problems for Mirab Dvalishvili, just like Islam Makhachev is going to present for Money Moicano. I think it's going to be a one-way traffic fight for the Islam fight versus that co-main event. There's room for back and forth. Right, I do see some opportunity for Mayrob to actually start really implementing the wrestling and landing that wrestling there. But that sunken in cheekbone look tonight was a bad look for me, Cross. It's making me wanna maybe go from betting 1 to 2 units on Umar to betting like maybe 9 to 10 units on Umar tomorrow. What are you thinking? Do you have any bets going into this one, or are you riding silent and slow on this one?
I'm riding silent and slow, but I mean, even going into the fight, I was backing Umar heavily, and then seeing Mirab like that only confirmed it for me. Only confirmed it. I know, you know, everybody in the chat, y'all weren't there, but I'm telling you, if you saw Mirab, you would get it. You would understand, like, hey, like, weigh-ins were like 12 hours ago, dude, like maybe 10 hours ago. And this guy still looked like he just weighed in like 20 minutes ago. So, I think Umar is going to get it done. I'm very heavy Umar in this one.
As you should be, my friend. I mean, and look, I trained at AKA, so there's a little bit of bias here. I will openly admit it, folks, right? Like, I'll give myself the buzzer. You know what I mean? Well-deserved. But I digress. There's reason to bet on the AKA guy here, folks. And speaking of reason, we got about 30 of you folks tuning in right now. If you're on Twitter, if you're on X, make sure you do us a huge favor. Come on over to YouTube, at MMA Anomaly, at Crossover MMA. Hit that like, hit that subscribe, smash the bell for notifications, folks. And if you drink, doesn't matter for a hotel or not. We got one ready. We got one poured up. Raise one up for us. Crossover's already done at least 3 to 4 more shots than he's done in the last 5 to 6 years of his life right now, folks. So he's taking a little break. But that's okay. You can facilitate for him. Pour one up if you do. And if you don't, pour up a shot of water. Lord knows Crossover needs one right now. Either way, folks, we appreciate you being here. We appreciate you tuning in. And we hope that you enjoy UFC 311. One. Let's go. Cheers to you, folks. Let's fucking go. And shout out to S-Dogs MMA in the chat. You already know what it is, baby. You already know what it is. Air horns, baby. This is amazing. These motherfuckers.
Bro, of course the soundboard is going to make the trip. Of course. All
All right. Good job, champ.
You already know what it is, folks. You already know what it is. And cheers to you, Miss Mary 616. It doesn't matter if we're in the same room, two rooms apart, three rooms apart, or five cities apart. I always hope to be cheersing with you. And yeah, man, let's go. Let's give a fucking flex. Where you at, Cross? Hey, from this angle, we almost look like they're the same size. All right, you can stop. You can stop. Come on. You can just put a sheath fucking sword, you cunt. Jesus Christ.
Lick, lick, lick my balls. Yeah.
Man. I fucking love crossover.
Where were we at? The feature fight?
I think we're at the feature fight of the main card. We're at the Jiri Giri Prakaska versus Jamahal. We would go for that. Who do you have winning in this one and why?
So for me, this fight is definitely a toss-up. Either guy can win. I definitely think this is going to be KO one way or the other. I'm going with Jiri Prochazka. I mean, I know defensively he doesn't keep his hands up. He uses his face to block punches. Like, I get it. But I'm just banking on the fact of him saying, like, he's got to change his style after the last Alex Pereira fight. And then on top of it, like, what he's doing with the cancer lady. Like, phenomenal story. Like, getting her out here, bringing her on stage at the weigh-ins, bro. Like, everybody wants Alex Pereira. I mean, not Alex, but Jiri to win the fight. Jamahal Hill was pretty much getting booed out of the freaking ceremonial weigh-ins tonight. I'm going Jiri Prochazka. I want, like, a brutal KO, but it wouldn't shock me at all if Jamahal Hill wins by KO. It wouldn't.
It wouldn't shock me either, man. It wouldn't shock me either. Grime, shout out to you. I don't know if I've actually seen you in the chat before or if you're one of Crossover's faithful, but either way, I appreciate you being here tonight. He says, Hill via TKO or KO, in my opinion. Would hope Jiri could get it done. His defense is just too risky. My friend, if you're new here, there's something you should learn about me. I love risky. He's my favorite. And so here we are. I really, really like Jiri in this one. I'm betting him money line. And I'm also possibly going to lead him inside the distance here. We're probably going to do some live underdog betting in the event while we're under the rooftop of the Intuit Dome, folks. But I just truly think that Jamahal, I would go for that. He's a fun fighter. He's a good fighter. He's fundamentally sound. And my brain tells me, look, Crossover, I'm going to look at your camera. My brain tells me that I should truly, truly go with Jiri Prochazka. No, I'm just kidding. I should go with Jamahal. Jamahal Hill. I would go for that. Because he's the more fundamentally sound mixed martial artist here. But I also love an underdog. You know that more than anybody, Cross. And on top of that, I mean, his training clips look like if you really compiled them together and you did a quick edit, it could be the montage for the next kickboxer film. And because of that alone, I will go for that with my bet. So I like Jiri Prochazka to get it done. I think he is just going to get a KO finish here. And before we move into the next fight or anything at all for that matter, I got to address Ass Dogs MMA here. Because the dog is barking in the backyard and he's asking, CO, be honest, how tall is Olin? Brother, I don't lie. How tall am I, CO? I'm like 5'9", 5'10", on a good day, right?
Yeah, that's accurate. That's accurate.
But I'm thicker than a fucking double nut Snickers, baby. Let's go. Let's get it.
Oh, but yeah, in the chat, if you guys want to check out, like, on my Instagram, like, I posted, like, a bunch of pictures of us with the fighters tonight. So definitely go check that out. Crossover MMA on Instagram. Definitely got some good content on there. Definitely.
This fucking guy said, yeah, you're about 4 inches shorter than me, brother. We've had this conversation off air, okay? It doesn't matter how bloodshot my eyes are. I am coherent, and I know that you are 5'9". 5'10 on a good day. We are the same height, doggy. Like, come on, bro. I'm going to box you in Texas within the next 12-month calendar year. And I love you for it. I love you for it. I'm only doing it to make you better, bro. Oh, man. Oh, man. With that being said, we're moving into the next one down. And this is actually the one that we haven't talked about at all before this show. But I am the most excited to talk about Jailton Almeida versus Sergey Spivak. Because this is one that I am most on the fence about, crossover. Come on, bro. You got the biggest balls in the MMA podcast fucking space. Where are those balls sitting, my friend?
Man, so here, we got two grapplers. And typically when we have that, the fight plays out on the feet. But I don't think that's the case with this. I think this is going to the ground regardless, one way or another. Neither guy really looks right on the feet. Spivak, he's the naturally bigger guy. I think that naturally smaller size of Almeida, he's definitely going to be the better athlete. He's going to be a little faster than Sergey as well. But, hey, if Sergey gets on top, it could definitely be a problem for Jailton Almeida. But I'm going with Jailton Almeida in this one. I think he's just going to get it done, come out, and just shoot right away, get that takedown, and, mix in a little bit of ground and pound. But, I definitely see this on the ground, but I'm going with Jailton Almeida. What about you?
Yeah, I like the Almeida pick. My brain goes to Almeida, and I'll be honest with you. Usually, my heart and my brain, they pick two different places, and that's why I have a little bit of an internal struggle here, Cross. Right? My brain and my heart are picking the same page here. They're both leaning towards Jailton Almeida, but from an analytical standpoint, specifically, I do feel like Spivak has a chance. The only thing that really, really worries me about Spivak here is when he fails to get a submission is when he's fighting somebody that is obviously a physical step up compared to him. And Jailton is, for lack of better words, everything about that. Like, if you look at these two guys, if I asked Jeff Loeb or somebody from Marvel Comics to animate these guys, one would look slightly fluffy and one would look like a comic book character that isn't of the real realm of reality. And the one that doesn't look like they're from the real realm of reality is fucking Jailton Almeida, because much like Francis Ngannou, he genuinely looks like he was sculpted from Stan Lee or another Marvel Comics person that's like, well, I want you to draw me the perfect man of dark skin. Like, abs, fucking, I want you to, like, when anybody else looks at him, I want you to make sure that they feel intimidated and inferior. That's Jailton Almeida. Like, if God is the comic book illustrator and he is a comic book character, that was the fucking prompt that God received for Jailton. They're like, well, when other people look at him, I want to make sure that they feel a little bit intimidated, a little bit scared, right? That's Jailton. Because I've seen people crossover. I've seen people with a six-pack, scary people. Jailton has an eight-pack. I've seen people that are good at jiu-jitsu. Scary, scary people. Jailton's great. Yeah, more scary. So, like, for me, Jailton is the archetype of scary guy at heavyweight because he is physically better than you. But then you have somebody like the polar bear, Sergey Spivak, who is just extremely technically sound, right? Like, he doesn't seem like he doesn't have a six pack. Whereas Jailton has an 8-pack, he doesn't even have a 6-pack. He barely has a 4-pack. If he has a 6-pack, it's one that's in the fridge that his wife bought. I can relate, right? But with all due respect, he doesn't need a six-pack to beat you because he's so fucking good at what he brings to the table. He doesn't need to have striking because he can submit you, right? He doesn't need to have submission defense because he's always on the offense. So Sergey the Polar Bear Spivak is exactly what he brings to the table. If you look into his nickname cross, it's the polar bear. If I asked you, like, hey, you're in the Arctic Circle. You're starving. You've been there for 3 days. Worst case scenario, what happens? You would probably look me in the eye and be like, I mean, I run into a polar bear. Fair?
Bro, for starters, my black ass is not going to be in the Arctic Circle. I'm just going to keep it 100 with you. I'm not built for the cold, brother. Like, absolutely not. I'm not going up there. Now someone else might be up there, but my black ass is not going to be.
But if some motherfucker convinced you, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely all the ice, bro. Like, you're definitely going to run into a polar bear up there, and it's going to be a long day because there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to get away, and polar bears are vicious, bro. Like, yeah, you got no chance.
So that's the thing. Like, I feel like polar bears and Sergey Spivak, they have one thing in common, maybe two things in common. One, they're vicious, which you pointed out, and two, you don't want to really face them on their own terrain, right? Like, if it's a summer day, the middle of July, and fucking like the hottest part of California, bring me a polar bear. Let's go. That homie's tired. I'm good to fucking go, right?
You're getting destroyed.
Right. I'm still getting destroyed. I'm still getting destroyed. But if we're talking about in polar specifications, if we're talking about like a cold climate, and like I'm like, hey, you know what, fuck this polar bear, I've got a fur coat, I can probably hang. No, dog, you're getting wrecked. you're out of your element, and you're fighting a fucking literal polar bear. I feel like that's the case 80% of the time with Sergey Spivak, because people, they see him, and again, like, You're in the middle of California and you see a brown bear or a black bear, and you know, it's just you and this bear. Typically, like, you see a bear and you're like, well, I'm scared. That's fucking horrifying. But if you see, like, in the snow, this like Arctic bear that's the same color as the snow and like all this other shit, you're like, oh, well, I'm kind of a lord. I'm like caught off guard. That's not the case with the polar bear, Sergey Spivak, right? Like, it doesn't matter where you're facing him, what conditions you're facing him in. If you engage in the grappling realm with him, there's a chance that you've made a mistake. That's what I'm worried about with Charlton Almeida. So look, Olin, take another shot for the culture. I'll pour one up right now, man. Come on, brother. Who are you talking to, bro? Who are you talking to? I'll pour one up. Look, I'm going to pour one up for the culture. But seriously, the National Geographic is this. Sergey Spivak is one of these guys that if you engage in the grappling with him, there's always a chance that you've made a mistake. And that polar bear will snap your fucking grip. And he's much stronger than you expected. He's much quicker than you expected. That's something that you hear with people that actually think they can beat a fucking bear in the wild. More often than not, is they're like, well, they're so much faster than you'd expect. It's a 500-pound animal, and they're so quick.
Bro, those people that say that are not black, brother. They are not black, brother. Let's keep it 100.
I think I'm like two shades whiter than Mayo, and I still would not say that I could beat a polar bear. Like, come on, grass. We don't claim those ones. Like, oh man, Jesus Christ. Miss Mary said, I never want to hear polar bear again. All right. Well, with that being said, I will pour my shot and we will hear who crossover has for Jailton Almeida versus Sergey Spivak?
Jailton Almeida, brother. Jailton Almeida. I think he's going to be a little too athletic, a little too fast. And Spivak, man, he just looks so uncomfortable on the feet. And I just see Almeida coming out, throwing that little teep and then shooting for a takedown straight away. Maybe Spivak can fight it off, but I just think once they come together, somebody's going to end up on the ground. And then from that point on, we're going to see who the better grappler is. And, it's just going to be more of that Sambo Russia versus the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which all of us love to see in MMA. And we're definitely here for it. And, man, I'm looking forward to it just like every other fight on the card.
And with that being said, we are jumping into the second to last, or actually the last, because of this cancellation officially, main card fight. We got Kevin Big Mouth Holland coming in against Renier de Ritter. Renier de Ritter is one of these guys that I feel like is getting a bit too much inflation based on where he's coming in from. I mean, like, I get it. He's a champ from another promotion, but how did he look against GM3 to you?
So, as we know, GM3, master grappler, I think he's like maybe he's in the top five, like, submissions in the UFC currently. And I'm going to be honest. De Ritter was getting pieced up a little bit by GM3 and then, ended up getting that submission. Seeing that and knowing Kevin Holland, bro, like, that right hand's going to land at some point. And I just see him clipping De Ritter on the chin and getting him out of there and getting the finish. But if De Ritter, by chance, gets him on the ground, he can definitely get a submission on Kevin Holland. But De Ritter's wrestling, to me, looks a little suspect. Like, he didn't look the best at getting takedown. So I think that's going to be an issue for him in this fight. And I think Kevin's going to keep it on the feet and it's going to piece him up with that. And that right hand is going to land at some point.
I agree. Not only do I think the right hand is going to land, I actually think the left hand is going to land. I think he's going to pepper him up with the jab more so than the cross. I think the left hand, when it landed on, Joaquin Buckley. Sorry, I had to think for a second. Yeah. Joaquin Buckley. I was like, when he landed the left on somebody, I know it did noteworthy damage, and I had to pull from the memory banks there. Sorry about that, guys. Joaquin Buckley, that left hand. I mean, like, he was landing it at range and just ad nauseum. And Joaquin Buckley is a very big, strong guy that has made a name for himself since that win. As Gambit says, "What about a mega name for himself out here?" But I digress. Kevin Holland is one of these guys that can just put it on you. And if you don't see it coming, it is tough. And if you haven't heard, shout out to Tommy Herrier. Herrier. Herrier, brother. Doesn't matter. By Trump. The Trump dollars, the Trump meme coin is just dominating.
Yeah, like, matter of fact, I just told you, like, I saw an article on Twitter. A guy bought it for, like, I think I said, like, $800 some, and it went up to like $310,000. So shout out to that guy, whoever that guy was. He had some, clearly had some inside info, and made a pretty penny over the weekend. Love to see it. You love to see it.
You just love to see it. Plus 6.8% K, or 6.8 K, 1,000% in 4 hours. Holy shit. What an inflation rate. We haven't seen an inflation rate that good and or bad since the Hoctua coin, folks. So if you are buying, make sure you're selling soon after. with that being said, folks, S-Dogs MMA said, CO, if you don't pick Colin, don't come back to Texas.
Lick, lick, lick my balls. Yeah.
I can't say this. I've been pretty accurate on Kevin Holland fights. Like, I picked him to win, I picked him to lose, and I've been pretty spot on. But I'm going Kevin Holland here by KO. So there we go. Hopefully it stays true and we ride it on out.
Kevin Holland by KO. And Grime said, my full card parlay is paying $241,871.77.
Graham, I got a question. How many cards have you had that went all the way through? Ever? I'm curious. Just to see how likely you are to hit that. I'm just curious.
I mean, with all due respect, playing devil's avocado here, Cross, if he's had one, he can do it for the rest of his fucking life and never hit again and still be good. That's why we play the game.
Very valid point. But I'm just curious. You know, I'm a numbers guy. I like to see the numbers. But hey, good luck to you, brother. 100%. I hope you hit that. Of course, right on time, zero. Hey, brother, I hope tomorrow it changes. You hit that and you get that money, bro, for real. And then once you hit it, just send me like $5 and I'll be good, bro. That's all you got to do.
My guy, really just playing with his heart. And you truly love to see it. Grime, I mean, I hope this is the first one that hits, my friend. So I got to ask, just playing devil's avocado again. If your full card hitting is $241,821.77, is that on a $5 parlay, a $1 parlay? Like what is your unit size that turns into that? Are you betting 100? Like what are we working with here, bro? Either way, I feel like you're kind of a fool if you don't put a dollar on that.
I think even he said from five. Oh, he's put $5 to win that much. Yeah, that's definitely worth it in my opinion. Definitely worth it for sure.
Grime, I'm gonna need you to send me a DM at MMA Anomaly. Just send me your card because I need to also throw at least a buck in on that. I mean, look, I gotta throw something in on that because that sounds like just too good of a payoff. And now it's gotta be 12 legs, right? With Hinata and Wakano switching up the things a little bit there. Right. Either way, folks. With that being said, we're going to move into the prelims and early prelims. I'm going to ask Crossover MMA if he has, and I already know the answer to this, candidly, folks. A little bit of insider insight here because we have a little bit of a competition going on, right? Who is your dog of the week? And is he on the prelims, early prelims, or have we already talked about him or her on the main card?
We have already talked about my dog of the week, and I'm gonna keep it 100 with everybody in here. I don't feel very confident in it. Like anything can happen in this fight. It's dynamite. Everybody's gonna be at the edge of the seat, but it's Jiří Procházka over Jamahal Hill. That is my dog of the week. So we'll see what happens. You know, I feel like that can go either way. But it's a toss-up, but we'll see.
With you, man. I am definitely with you. S-Dogs MMA asked me to stop talking about polar bears and start doing shots, so I did pour that up. Folks, if you drink, pour one up with us. If you don't, do a shot of water. Either way, we appreciate you being here. You can be anywhere else in the world, but you're right here on Friday evening at 11:29 p.m. Tuned in. See the MMA Anomaly Show, No Filter, and or Crossover MMA on YouTube. Cheers to you, cheers to us, and cheers to the continued success in the year 2025. Cheers. So, the funniest thing about this is I thought about picking the same dog of the week as you. I truly did. But I ended up going a different direction here, Cross. I did. Because I just feel like there might be a little bit better or safer, not better, safer options here. Right? I like Zachary Reese. And you're giving him to me at dog odds. He's fighting an LFA former champion that hasn't had any tenure, right? Making this UFC debut on not only a UFC card, but a pay-per-view card at Inglewood, up to no good, the Intuit Dome, folks. And I just think it's a recipe for disaster. So give me Zachary Reese in this one. And I'm hoping you're right, but I'm also hoping I'm right.
So Zachary Reese. So I actually was at Zachary Reese's UFC debut in Austin when he fought Cody Brundage, I think. And he got finished. He got slammed TKO on his head. It was brutal. So that was my intro to Kyle Reese. Zachary Reese, my bad. Kyle Reese, I'm thinking of Terminator.
I mean, if that was your first intro to him, it doesn't matter if you get his name wrong, because he did not go out there and make a name for himself. Woo.
True. And then on this card, you know, we got all the Russians on here, and this guy's Russian and has looked good in previous fights. And there's a reason, like, this guy's a favorite on short notice. Like, the bookies know something. Everybody knows something. So, I'm going with the unknown. I could be totally wrong on here, but I'm definitely going with the Russian guy here.
I feel like you're taking the easy route out here, Crossover. I don't usually like to say that, but, I mean, I do feel like you saw the OV on his name, and you're like, that's the guy. That's the guy. It kind of feels like low-hanging fruit, brother. Like, I'm not trying to be a dick.
Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged.
It feels like low-hanging fruit here. I think you're wrong. Respectfully. Oh man. Other than that, like there's two other big dogs on the card that I really like. Right, Zachary Reese is obviously my dog of the week. But if you ask me, are those picks with Barab and Cheeto AI real fight picks? Are you, hold on, real fight picks?
Oh, come on.
Brother, are you new? Are you new here? We're keeping both fucking mics on muted so you can hear the echo, because you need to hear the echo for this. Brother, are you new? No, they're not AI. We're here. We're in LA. That's why we got the bad fucking lighting and the bad fucking backdrop here, yeah. Because we're in a hotel room. In LA, in Inglewood. Why? Because we're up to no good. We just met Merab. We just met fucking Ray Longo, punch a hole through his goddamn chest. Aljo, wide man. One of the widest mans I've ever seen in my entire life. I don't know about you, Chris, but pretty wide man. He also asked us if he could use our table, respectfully, as a arm wrestling table. Good times. Look, real fight picks. I hope three things above all else before I pass it off to Crossover here. One, I hope you like the page, the video. Two, I hope you comment and subscribe. And three, I hope you smash the bell for notifications. And look, I lied. I want you to actually do four things. Four, I hope the fourth thing you do is you realize that we never deliver AI picks on this show. It's called No Filter. You can see at the top right of the fucking page, this is no fucking filter. We are delivering the honest to God truth, how we feel about these fights. No filter, just us. It's the Just Us League up in here, bro. So I hope you've liked what you've heard. And if you haven't, I truly hope you let us know right now how you're betting against us. So that way we can weight them, and then if and when you beat us, God forbid, Real Fight Picks. Shout out Real Fight Picks right now. If you beat us, I'll shout you out on the fucking Twitter, kid. But if you don't, I'm looking forward to seeing you shout us out. And Grimes and Crossover, tell us where the fuck your head is at.
Which fight are we on?
Bro, whatever one is set to break real fight picks fucking parlay right now.
It's been a night, people. It's been a night. It's been a night.
Look, I'm here with you. Crossover does not usually drink. I do. I'm a bit of an MMA anomaly, as we say, and also an alcohol anomaly. So Crossover is just, you know, just finding his bearings here with us. So again, Crossover, we are in the segment between preliminary and early prelims where you tell us who is your biggest underdog pick of the night.
My dog pick on the prelims, early prelim, is Eileen Perez against Carol Rosa. And bro, I like Carol Rosa. Like, I think she is a dog. I like her striking. I think she's one of the best strikers in women's MMA in the UFC. But I just think at some point, Eileen Perez is going to get this fight to the ground. And I think Carol Rosa is going to be in trouble once it gets to the ground. If Carol Rosa keeps this fight on the feet, though, much like the Kevin Holland fight, if this fight is all about where it takes place. If it's on the feet, Carol Rosa is going to piece up Eileen Perez. But if it goes to the ground, Eileen Perez is going to do some bad things to Carol Rosa. And that's just how I see this going. And shout out to the Rambling Dad in the chat. Hey, go over there, get that young man a follow, the Rambling Dad podcast. Shout out to you, brother.
Come on, the Rambling Dad, folks, at the Rambling Dad podcast. Make sure that you go and drop a like, a comment, and subscribe, and a follow to that channel, folks. Just one of the best MMA channels of all time. Live in LA, and Olin Eyes are telling the story, folks.
You're absolutely right.
But can you tell with glasses on? Are they the same?
You're not wrong, Rambling Dad. You're not wrong at all.
You're not wrong, Rambling Dad. And here we are. I mean, we met a multitude of fighters tonight. And I hope that tomorrow lives up to the hype of today. Because it was absolutely fantastic. Cross, you look like you're holding your own, my guy. We love to see it.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely.
You truly are holding your own. Did you do the same number of shots, or?
I mean, they're not the same. Like, shots to you are like absolutely nothing, bro. Like, I don't drink. I was filling them after the second one.
We out here, baby. Oh man. You know, Crossover has the biceps and I have the triceps, because I will try anything to get these extra views and likes, folks. So that's why I've got the triceps. Bad jokes landed, bad jokes intended. Look, when it comes to the biggest underdogs of the card, again, I gotta go with Zachary Reese here. I know Azamat Bekhoev is an absolute beast at 18-3. I know. He has 10 more wins than his opponent. Right? And he has 9 more wins than his opponent has fights. It's tough. It is tough. But with that being said, I truly, truly think that Zachary Reese has the range management and distance control to keep Azamat Bekhoev at distance. He's going to keep him back. He's going to land these jabs. And I truly think that Azamat is going to shoot in with a blast double and eat a knee for his troubles. Crossover, I truly think that Azamat is one of the bigger favorites that people are hammering the line on. And I know. I'm actually not betting on this with my brain or my heart. I'll be honest with you. I'm betting on it with my co-host. because Nano, the jive fucking turkey himself, he's got a little bit of a man crush on Zachary Reese. He has for his last 2 to 3 fights. And I didn't want to judge him for it. So instead of judging him for it, I'm just going to ride the wave with the kid. I'm going to bet with him. And I like this one. I think they're giving us dog odds for no good reason. Cross, I think this guy is, he doesn't have a reason to be a dog. They haven't done him any fucking favors as far as who they fed him against so far. So with this one against Azamat, I think he truly does a great job. I don't think Azamat's going to be able to dictate the wrestling pace. He's no lion. Right? But he'll try. He'll try to come out there and roar and bustle and hustle. But Zachary Reese is probably going to land a knee for his troubles, followed by a couple of one-twos and maybe an elbow to finish the fight. What do you think, Cross? Am I crazy? Are you talking me off the pedestal?
No, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, this guy's stepping in on what, like a few days notice, like 3, 4, 5 days. So I totally get it. Reese has even looked good in all of his fights except for his UFC debut in the UFC. So I definitely get it. He's going to be the bigger guy in there longer. But man, like seeing all these Russians in the UFC, like you can feel how you want to feel about it. But at the end of the day, these guys just win fights. And until I can see it change like a lot, I'm not, when in doubt, those guys have earned the benefit of the doubt, in my opinion. That's just how it's been for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's tough to bet against anybody Dagestani because, I mean, these guys are tried and true, right? Like, it's almost like trying to replace the peanut butter and jelly sandwich with an almond butter and jelly sandwich. Like, sure. You have a handful of people that enjoy the sandwich, but like, yeah, come on. You're going to have the like 80% that are like, where's the peanut butter? The jelly's here. We need the peanut butter. Right. And I think it goes back to what Daniel Cormier said, right? Like, people need a villain. If Zachary Reese is able to go out there and beat a Bekhoev, I mean, that's 3 steps down from a Nurmagomedov, right, folks? So, like, let him get that OF. And then if we're talking about the main and the co-main, I mean, obviously, I'm betting with Islam Makhachev and Umar Nurmagomedov. But if Mirab and Hinata are able to go out there and get the win, again, you are making a name for yourself by simply beating the guy that's last name ends in OV. I think you'd be hard pressed to argue me on that.
I mean, you're definitely right. Whenever you go up against, you know, the guys from Russia, the Dagestanis, man, like we already know if you get a win, like it's going to be well respected in the MMA community. Like we all understand, like beating those guys is not easy. There's a reason that they've won so many fights and have had, you know, all these guys in the UFC that all come in and they pretty much all have success. Like we get it, you know. But guy's young, doesn't have a lot of experience. First fight in the UFC, anything can happen. The stage might be too big for him, you know. Like there is a thing, you guys get under those lights and they can freeze up for sure. So you know, we're definitely gonna see, but I think it's gonna be a phenomenal fight though. So I'm looking forward to it.
Look, I completely agree. And JC Killa Gorilla said Umar Nurmagomedov, which, of course, to that I have to say, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, man. Zach for Dog of the Week. Yeah, man. Come on. Dog of the Week. Zach Reese, the Reese's Pieces, my friend. So look, I like this guy. Grimes says Guskov via KO seems like a lack to me. Oh, man, man, man. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that one, because Guskov is he's a great person to bet on. But at the same time, like, if you look at who he's going against, it's hard press. They're not giving him any layups at all here, folks. I mean, that's, again, the main reason that I'm not really like leaning in, because Billy Akana, he's 7-1. He's an absolute beast, and he's someone that has one shot knockout capabilities, which is why I'm not really feeling confident in betting Bogdan Guskov against him. With that being said, though, Mike Joseph, what's up to you? He said what's up twice, so we had to hit the air horns twice. Tell us who your thoughts are in this fight between Bogdan Guskov and Billy Elekana. I got Bogdan in this one, but I don't know that I'm going to bet it here, Cross. Are you going to be betting this one, or are you going to be staying away from this one from a betting standpoint?
I'm staying away from it just because I know Billy's taking, it's another guy taking a fight on short notice. Guskov is all offense 100%. So guys that are all offense, like, yes, they can get a finish, but at the same time, they also leave themselves open to getting caught. And when it's guys like that, I just don't feel good about it, because I mean, anything can happen in there. These guys can get hit with a shot they don't see coming, and it ruins your whole night if you putting some money on the line. I don't know how you people feel out there, but yeah, that's not a good feeling at all. But I'm just gonna ride it with Guskov. I mean, he's definitely all offense, but I'm definitely just gonna be enjoying this as a spectator. I'm not putting any money on this one for sure.
Yeah, man, I'm not gonna be putting any money on this one. I do think Bogdan Guskov takes this one home. But with that being said, we only have one more preliminary fight to bet on here, folks. And really, it's a toss-up, because we have two that we could talk about that we haven't talked about yet. So I'm just going to leave the co-host here with the most tonight to let us know what the final fight we're going to cover before we call it a night is. We have Grant Dawson versus Diego Fajeda, and Peyton Talbot versus Haoni Barcelos. Who would you rather chat about?
I mean, I know everybody in the chat loves Peyton Talbot, but I think we all know how that fight's going to go. But I'm going with a dog in the Grant Dawson fight. Like, I think Fajeda is a very live dog. I think, like, what people don't realize is, like, when Fajeda gets taken down, he does not accept the position. Like, he scrambles, he moves. He's kind of like Corey Sandhagen when you take him down. Like, it's like you're trying to hold on to Jello. Like, the guy's just moving nonstop, and I see a lot of that. And Grant Dawson, the guy does not want to be on the feet at all. He does not. Yes, he has really good grappling, very good control on the ground, but I think fighting a guy that just doesn't accept those positions, and he's a veteran, so like he's been in the UFC for a while. Hey, I'm just saying, Fajeda is a very live dog in this fight. Very live dog.
Yeah, man, I completely agree. I think Peyton Talbot beats Haoni Barcelos. I think it's the greatest test of his life. But I think if we're talking about from a betting standpoint, Diego Fajeda, give me dog eyes on that guy. That's the guy that welcomed Dustin Poirier to the lightweight division. Like, there's so many different paths to victory, the young man. And meanwhile, Grant, KGD, Dawson, he's an absolute beast, right? In every facet of the word. But he leaves room for issues, for errors, and for predictions, and for you to make money. So I have to go with Diego Fajeda on this one. I think if the right version of Fajeda shows up, he wins this. He cashes some of these dog point parlays. Grimes, if you are putting in a bet on him, let me read his latest comment. Personally, have Dawson via decision in my predictions, but have Diego in a couple of parlays. Good man. Smart man. I think put Diego in a couple of parlays. Put him in a solo bet or three to get it done inside the distance. Because I like Diego in this one. And Diego Fajeda is the type of guy that will pepper your book for the remainder of the year, whether you've got a turkey or not. Play some bets, folks. So I like this guy. I like this guy. And with that being said, crossover, is there anything else color commentary wise that you would like to add to this card before we call it a wrap?
Man, everybody in the chat, like, first off, thank all of you guys, gals, for being in here with us before UFC 311. We really appreciate it. Means the world to us. If you know, if you're going to the card tomorrow, like, hey, hit us up on social media. We're definitely gonna be in the building. We're all geeked up for it. But man, it was a great Friday night before the card, and Saturday is gonna be amazing.
Absolutely. 1000%. Pop-Tart, shout out in the chat. I think this is my first time seeing you in the chat. If you haven't already, like, comment, subscribe, smash that bell for notifications, folks. Grime, we appreciate you being here. Every single other person, S-Dogs, Leroy, the Fight Week channel, every single other person that showed up in the chat, we appreciate you. Like, comment, subscribe, smash that bell for notifications, folks. And above all else, if we can ask you to do just one thing and one thing above all else, it's this. Keep on going and keep on growing, folks. We appreciate you for being here for this stream, and we hope to see you for the next one. For MMA Anomaly and Crossover MMA, we appreciate you, and we hope to see you having a great time watching UFC 311. See you next episode.
You've been listening to the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. As you may have been able to tell, we dig the MMA, and our passion is to dive deep into the upcoming fights, give you our expert breakdowns, and help you make sense of all the chaos that is the fight game. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, make sure to find us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch at MMAnomaly. Be cool, and we'll see you next time.